pillow to death, imagining it was her neck, and finally shouted, "Crazy, crazy! That's her trouble! All the way around the bend and dotty as polka dots!" When I fell onto the bed, everything swooped around and around in sickening circles, and I mumbled, "Just plain crazy." I would have to be crazy myself to figure out which way she will jump next. With this, my eyes closed and I fell asleep, while the words swam down through the alcohol-saturated layers until they reached a deeper level where a spark of rationality still dwelled. When they hit bottom, I was wide awake and sitting up in bed, struck dumb by the ghastly truth. It would require all the conviction I had and a little more to do it. I would have to follow her down the path of insanity if I wanted to find her. Chapter 13. In the cold light of morning, the idea didn't look any more attractive or any less true. I could do it or not do it as I chose. There could be no doubting the wild tinge of insanity that colored Angelina's life. Every one of our contacts had been marked by a ruthless indifference to human life. She killed with coldness or with pleasure, as when she had shot me, but always with total disregard for people. I doubt if even she had any idea of how many murders she had committed in her lifetime. By her standards, I was a rank amateur. I hadn't killed more than... That kind of violence was rarely necessary in my type of operation. Surely no more than... none? Well, well, old chicken-hearted revealed at last. Rough and tough to grizz, the killer who never killed. It was nothing to be ashamed of. Quite the opposite, in fact. I placed a value on human life, the one unchanging value in existence. Angelina valued herself and her desires and nothing else. To follow her down the twisted path of her own making, I would have to place myself in the same mental state that she lived in. This is not as difficult as it sounds, at least in theory. I have had some experience with the psychotomimetic drugs and was well aware of their potency. Centuries of research have produced drugs that can simulate any mental condition in the user. Like to be paranoid for a day? Take a pill. You can go around the bend, friend. It is a matter of record that people have actually tried these concoctions for kicks. But that bored with life I don't want to be. There would have to be a lot stronger reason before I would subject my delicate gray cells to this kind of jarring around. Like finding Angelina, for instance. About the only good thing about these pixelation producers is the accepted fact that the effects are only temporary. When the drug wears off, so do the hallucinations, I hoped. Nowhere in the texts I studied did they mention a devil's brew such as the one I was concocting. It was a laborious task cutting down all of Angelina's fascinating symptoms in the textbooks and trying to fit them to an inclusive psychotic pattern. I even called in some professional help to aid in analyzing her case, not mentioning, of course, to what use I intended to put the information. In the end, I had a bottle of slightly smoky liquid and a taped recording of auto-hypnotic suggestions to play into my ears while the shot was taking effect. All that remained was screwing my courage to the sticking place, as they say in the classics. Not really all that remained. I wanted to take some precautions first. I rented a room in a cheap hotel and left orders not to be disturbed at any time. This was the first time I had ever tried this particular type of nonsense, and since I had no idea of how foggy my memory would be, I left a few notes around to remind me of the job. After a half day of this kind of preparation, I realized I was making excuses. "Well, it's not easy to deliberately go insane," I told my rather pale reflection in the mirror. The reflection agreed, but that didn't stop either of us from rolling up our sleeves and filling large hypodermic needles with murky madness. "Here's looking at you," I said, and slipped the needle gently in the vein and slowly pushed the plunger home. The results were anticlimactic, to say the least. Outside of a ringing in my ears and a twinge of headache that quickly passed, I felt nothing.